It is late on Friday night at the fairground near town, when Hester first saw a young man who grumbled to a hill and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His beard stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of work on the curb. And the lights from the rye showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed as laughter. He said to a girl, "You can chuck off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he's still looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket bewildered, till he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel and the people looked me. Thank you. She began to tumble earthward till she landed in the nifty part of town. She glanced about the village, sure to find the evil men who rob and pillage in the darkest hour of night. Nervously she fumbled for the pouch that held the puppet on her gum. Feeling quite outnumbered, and straight behind a nearby pile of lumber, where she made it till the dawn. Down.